"We know enough to be certain that something is going to happen," she said. "And we know enough to know the general vicinity in which something will happen." "A landmark?" I asked. "Yeah," said Prudence. "A Houses of Parliament type landmark?" I asked. "I'm not going to tell you," she said. "Surely not Buckingham Palace," I said, shocked. It was at this point that my interrogation of Prudence finally cracked her. "It's London Zoo," she said. "London Zoo was about to be hit by a dirty bomb," she said, "one so powerful it would knock over the nearby BT Tower." "How do you know this?" I asked, visibly upset. "The elephants," she said. The elephants were screaming in agony in her psychic vision, Prudence explained. The pain of the London Zoo elephants was the most intense and powerful image she had received. Prudence had gathered a team of 14 psychic employees based in Carlsbad, San Diego. All 14 of them, she said, had felt the pain of the elephants. When I returned home to the UK, I discovered to my relief that the London Zoo elephants had, some months prior to Prudence's psychic vision, all been moved to the Whipsnade Wild Animal Park in rural Bedfordshire, about 30 miles north of London. How could the elephants be collateral damage in a London Zoo dirty bomb if there weren't any elephants left at London Zoo? I have wondered whether John Ashcroft's Office of Homeland Security has ever issued a non-specific warning of a future terrorist attack based on intelligence provided by a psychic. I spent a few weeks trying to find out whether they had, but my calls got me nowhere, and I gave up, and the psychics drifted from my mind. I hadn't spent much time thinking about the psychics until I received the telephone call out of the blue, and the man on the other end said he had a secret to reveal as long as I promised to protect his identity. "Okay," I said. "Do you know about remote viewing?" he said. "The psychic spies?" I asked. "Yeah," he said. "There's a lot of interest in it again." "I know that," I said. I told him about Ed and Angela and Prudence and Yuri and the mysterious Ron. "I don't suppose you know who Ron is?" I asked him. "I'm not talking about those remote viewers," he said. "They've got some new guys in, and they're using remote viewing in a very different way." "Hmm," I said. "They're taking remote viewing out of the office," he said. "I'm sorry," I said. "They're taking remote viewing out of the office." "Okay, thanks," I said. I had no idea what he was telling me, but it didn't sound like a particularly good secret. "Do you understand?" he said, exasperated. "Remote viewing is no longer office-based." I said. I think he was beginning to suspect he had picked the wrong journalist to reveal his secret to.